Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Shining example of woke liberal utopia. It truly is, folks. And so let's go over to Portland. The liberals have conquered it, you know, so they've got their utopia built in Portland now. Let's go check in on the utopia that we have forming in Portland with some of the locals in clip 15.
In a nightmare neighborhood.
Oh. It's really scary.
Oh. For years, these neighbors have been watching the city's homeless crisis spread across parts of southeast Portland. Now, it's right outside their front door.
I want to cry. I just want my house back.
Christina Hartnett lives on 80th and Powell, where a majority of the campers stay.
My lawn is now becoming a public bathroom.
She fears leaving her house just to go to work.
And it is scary when you have grown men meth raging in your driveway. The last thing I feel safe doing is going out and saying, hey, can you please move so I can go to work?
Calling the police in city is an everyday chore with little reward.
So far, no one has come to help us.
Central City Concern Clean Start crews assessed this site Thursday. It was one of about 1,900 other campsites reported just this week. In the past 10 days, they found 272 encampments that pose a greater health and safety risk, which is why they haven't removed the camps in this neighborhood. But just getting the city to come out and assess it has been a full-time job.
I have to report from like four different bureaus, and I have to report that report to a report, and then I have to report that report to a second report, and it's the only way to get any kind of traction.
I feel like nobody hears us. Nobody cares about us.
This mother didn't want to be identified on camera, afraid of retaliation from those living on the streets. She rarely lets her children outside to play.
It's very sad, because they're just kids, so they want to play.
I don't know where they're coming from.
Tess has lived in this neighborhood for 35 years. These boards now cover her front door windows after they were smashed by those living on the streets. She also installed security cameras around her house.
Scared. Most of all scared because I don't know what they're going to go next.
It's also affecting a nearby restaurant.
It unnerves our customers when they pull in and they see people overdosing on the sidewalks out in front of our restaurant.
It is going to take one of us getting severely hurt or killed before they will do anything to come help us.
Meanwhile,
please come help me.
Does our city do something about it? Are they doing something about these people that need some help?
This never-ending cry for help continues.
Wow, good job, liberals. Aren't you proud of yourself? You've done great work. Great work there in Portland. Now, you want a taste of the future in a liberal woketopia? You want a taste of the future in the World Economic Forum Great Reset? You want a taste of what communism and socialism and liberalism looks like in America? You just got it. That's it right there, Portland. No safety. By the way, they'll disarm the citizens, so those poor women that fear for their lives, they're not allowed to have guns, so their houses can be broken into. They can be raped, tortured by some meth addict, some mental patient meth addict that just roams the streets. Oh, they won't be able to defend themselves. Cops won't come. That's just how it is. It's Portland, Oregon, baby. That's your liberal utopia. You want a taste of what the left is going to do to this country? You go to Portland, you find out real quick. Now, sadly, I bet the people that got interviewed for that news clip probably still vote Democrat. Because they still don't get it. But how far have we fallen as a prosperous nation that in a great city of Portland that a situation like that even exists? Where we have clear and present individuals who belong in mental institutions just being left to fend for themselves on the streets and to torment the local citizens. And you can't have a gun and there's no police. I mean, that's your future under Democrat Party rule.
Sold out for more than 6 months, our number one bestseller is now back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the minerals, all the vitamins, all the key amino acids to turbocharge your immune system and make your body as healthy as it could possibly be. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our best-selling product because people love it. We first launched it 4 years ago. I was like, okay, it's another item. It's high-quality vitamins, minerals. Okay, great. People love it because it tastes great and they see the results. And it funds the InfoWar. So sold out for more than 6 months, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off because I want you to experience it. I want you to get it. I want to move it out the door and hopefully get more in the future. But who knows, supply chain breakdowns, it may not happen. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com today and keep InfoWars on the air. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
For coming in to have this very important discussion about some of the most pressing issues of our time. I am Kamala Harris. My pronouns are she and her. I am a woman sitting at the table wearing a blue suit. And
wow. She truly just, her knowledge, her intellect is just expanding rapidly by the day, isn't it? Magical stuff there. And she's actually claimed she's wearing a blue jacket, but I don't know about that. That we might have to do a fact check on. But as far as her being a woman, I think Willie Brown knows well. That's probably accurate. So she, her pronouns. Thank you, Kamala. You're doing such a great job while Biden is out with cancer or COVID or, well, whatever. Boy, oh boy, what an absolute clown show this has become. This has become a clown show really quickly. And now Biden, as the cabinet is shrinking and shrinking, it's a barren cabinet, just like the supply chain, just like the shelves are empty at the stores. The Biden cabinet is empty as well. Everybody's quitting. But they were able to hire a new one, and that is the new Deputy National Cyber Security Director, Camille Stewart. This woman should scare you. She used to work at Google. And, of course, we know that Google worked with China to round up dissidents, round up Uyghurs, and put them into concentration and forced labor camps. So she worked there. Now she works for Biden. But she wants you to know that, as the cybersecurity chief, she wants you to know that systemic racism is the biggest threat to U.S. security. That's nice. You get in there. And you don't really care about the Chinese espionage, the TikTok issue, No. You're not even worried about the elections being hacked, nothing like that. You're worried about racism, and we all know why. Because you're black, and you want free stuff. And you're almost assuredly somebody that has benefited from affirmative action, but that's not enough for you. You want free stuff. So systemic racism is the issue. Of course, the irony is, if there's systemic racism, it would be all anti-white. I bet you, either directly or through osmosis, Camille Stewart is a benefactor of affirmative action. But she says it's racism, of course, against black people. That is the big issue. And she wants a race-focused defense agenda. Boy, oh boy, we're screwed. We are screwed if that's how she looks at it. And it is how she looks at it. And so who knows what comes next? She might just want to start rounding up white people because, you know, she worked at Google that likes rounding up the dissidents. It's total insanity, but it's racism, and it's what Democrats and liberals do to get power, is they accuse people of racism to get power out of it in the victim economy. Now, why would Republicans do this? RNC to award Milwaukee with 2024 convention, the same city involved in swinging 2020 election to Democrats. Yeah, it was Milwaukee where the voter fraud happened in mass that flipped the state from Trump to Biden. And folks, we have all this down. We know what happened. How did they steal Pennsylvania? They stole it in Pittsburgh, and mostly in Philadelphia is where they stole it. How did they steal Wisconsin? They stole it in mostly, it was Milwaukee, but there were some other counties that there were some shenanigans in too. Same with Michigan, mostly Detroit, Georgia, mostly Atlanta, Arizona, mostly Phoenix. And so that's what they did. And Milwaukee was one of those states that the Democrats used to steal the election. And now the Republicans are going to go to Milwaukee to have their convention. An interesting strategy. But there it is. Now, who's going to be running, you think, for the Democrats? They've already all pretty much said Biden's out, which is hilariously ironic. But it really just shows how they don't even know what's going on, because the whole thing was rigged for Biden to begin with. Biden never won a debate. Biden didn't even campaign. Biden got called a racist during the debates. Biden had multiple jokes referring to his old age or his lack of memory or comprehension during the debates, but he still pulled it out somehow. Well, Cernovich and others, including Alex Jones, are convinced that Newsom is the 2024 nominee. And I'm tending to agree, but here's an interesting way to look at it, which seems a little pop cultural, but I think it's accurate, because these are liberals that are obsessed with pop culture. It controls their life. It's the propaganda that drives them. Gavin Newsom is so clearly the 2024 nominee that it's not even up for debate. The American Psycho lookalike is straight out of central casting for a 50 Shades of Grey movie. That book series sold over 200 million copies. He is their fantasy. I think they're right. They like the American Psycho tyrant who's going to dominate them. That's what these people want. That's what these freak liberals want. They want the American Psycho who's going to dominate them, but then not live by any of his own rules, by any of his own standards. And that's what they're going to get. And that's going to be Gavin Newsom. And he's going to be the Trudeau of the United States. Except maybe worse. If that's possible. Maybe he might be worse. Maybe he's not the American Psycho lookalike. Maybe he's just the American Psycho. Rules for thee, but not for me. That's Gavin Newsom's slogan. Oh, and even though he had to win another election, they're going to pick him as their 2024 candidate. I think that's why he's buying ads in Florida. I think that's why he's buying ads in Texas. I think it is going to be Gavin Newsom. He fits the bill. They love hating on white men, but then they put the most stereotypical rich white male liberal up there to dominate them. And they smile and love it because he looks like the American Psycho, and that's their dream man. Oh, boy, oh, boy. And then there's Hunter Biden. Maybe he'll be the vice president. Hunter Biden evidence wrongly labeled disinformation by FBI, according to an FBI whistleblower. Oh, wow, you don't say. Senator Chuck Grassley, I mean, imagine this dinosaur, Chuck Grassley, is the one that has to call this out. Chuck Grassley alleges FBI intentionally downplayed negative information about Hunter Biden. So I mentioned this earlier. What is that worth in a political contribution in kind? What is it worth for big tech and mainstream media, fully colluded with the Democrat Party, to censor the Hunter Biden laptop story before the presidential election. What is that worth in political donations? $100 million? And then what is it worth? What is it worth for the FBI to be involved with the cover-up? What was it? It was the same story with Russian collusion and Hunter Biden's laptop, and you had, it was like 50 intelligence community officials say Trump colluded with Russia. They all lied. 50 intelligence officials say that the Hunter Biden laptop is fake and just Russian disinformation. They all lied. How much is that worth in political contributions in kind? $100 million? $1 billion? I mean, they don't have to mark that as a political contribution. They just get that for free. They just get that for free. Total criminal behavior. And then covering up the criminal behavior of Hunter Biden. Now, that story's not going anywhere. We'll see about the charges. But, I mean, it's pretty obvious Hunter Biden is guilty of a large handful of criminals.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Certain point in this clown world, in this Great Reset versus the Great Awakening, where the agents of chaos, the agents of destruction, the agents of the big lies, the agents of the deception, like Mayorkas and Fauci and others, are just they can't be more obvious in their deception, where Fauci on tape says we need to lock everything down, and then Fauci on tape says, I never called for anything being locked down. So Fauci is now going on television saying, I didn't want any shutdowns. I didn't want any lockdowns. I had nothing to do with that. COVID, I've never even heard of COVID. As if you're so stupid, you don't remember him going on TV for thousands of hours promoting the fear for COVID and the lockdowns and the shutdowns and everything. So here's the latest clip. Fauci on TV yesterday saying, I never talked COVID. I don't know anything about lockdowns. And then, of course, just a little snippet of Fauci doing exactly what he claims he didn't do. Here it is.
I wonder if you would recommend locking down schools if you had to do it all over again.
Well, you know, again, it's first of all, I didn't recommend locking anything down. You're asking me questions. You're talking about the CDC is the public health agency that uses their epidemiologists and their science-based approach to make recommendations.
It was a decision to make a recommendation to the president. It wasn't my decision that I could implement. And when it became clear that when we had community spread in the country with a few cases of community spread, this was way before there was a major explosion like we saw in the Northeastern corridor driven by New York City metropolitan area, I recommended to the president that we shut the country down.
Oh, I didn't say we should shut anything down. Yeah, you literally did. And you bragged about it. And by the way, that's just Fauci in 2020 versus Fauci yesterday. These videos are only going to increase because Fauci called for a shutdown probably 100 times on television. And he's in the news today. And I don't know if I have it on my desk, but you guys can pull it up. Fauci's in the news today saying he thinks we should have had more strict lockdowns. So, I mean, just guys, pull up any of the stories on that today. Fauci saying we need more strict lockdowns. So he goes on TV and he says, I never called for lockdowns in response to COVID. I never called for any of that. Okay, fine. We'll just pull the dozens of clips of you calling for that. That's no problem at all. We'll show the world you're a complete liar. But then the same day he says, I never called for lockdowns, he says there should have been stricter lockdowns. If I'd even been in the same interview. In fact, was it the same interview? Guys, put on the screen the first clip we just played for me. It was the same interview. Why are we still listening to this piece of crap? Why is this lying con man? By the way, did you know, not only is Anthony Fauci the highest paid government employee, and not only does Fauci make hundreds of millions of dollars on the side with secret contracts, you remember that? They had a hearing, and he was asked about the hundreds of millions of dollars that he received for secret contracts, and he said, oh, I'm not going to disclose where that money went. Oh, I think we know why. Went right in your pockets, didn't it? Didn't it, Fauci? Yeah, you made hundreds of millions of dollars from your power. He also now, when he retires, is set to make, I think the number was $540,000 a year pension when Fauci retires. Ladies and gentlemen, that's more than the President of the United States' salary. That's more than the President of the United States' pension.
Fauci makes more money than any other government employee and will make more money in pension than any other government employee. How does that work? Plus, makes hundreds of millions of dollars on the side by having big pharmaceutical companies and others pay him to do experiments and run tests at the NIH and other labs that he runs. And he makes hundreds of millions of dollars doing that. This is a greedy psycho, Anthony Fauci, responsible for probably thousands, if not tens of thousands, of people dying during the gay AIDS pandemic. Everybody knew it was Fauci killing them. They made whole movies about it, like the one with Matthew McConaughey, Dallas Buyers Club. Not to mention Fauci tortures and kills puppies. Not to mention Fauci makes viruses in labs that kill millions of people. Not to mention he calls for lockdowns that kill millions of people. Then he goes on TV and lies and said, I never did that. You're right, Fauci. You never called for lockdowns. You never made a virus in a lab. You never made hundreds of millions of dollars. You never gave bad advice to people that were getting AIDS in the gay community in the 80s. You never did any of that, did you, Fauci? You never did any of it. That'll be the day. That'll be the day that the humanity, the good in this world, starts to conquer the evil. When people like Anthony Fauci are held in a court of law, investigated and held responsible and liable for everything that they've done. And Fauci is one of the worst on the planet. Truly. Truly is. But see, this is how you know that he knows he's failing. This is how you know that they know they're in trouble. You don't think Anthony Fauci is well aware that he went on TV for 12 months calling for lockdowns? You don't think people remember all the press conferences and all the times he bragged, taking responsibility for telling Trump to close the country? And then he goes on TV and says, I never called for any of that. And then in the same interview, he says, oh, by the way, I wish I would have called for stricter shutdowns. He's failing. He's flopping. It's like what I said at the beginning of the show. They are like a fish out of water on the pool deck, flopping around like a carp. Their time is up. They're out of the water. Humanity's awakening. Now, the problem is they're just going to get more violent. They're just going to get more extreme. They're going to get more aggressive in their rhetoric, more aggressive in their criminal activity. And we just have to pray to God, folks, because we're going to go through some serious trials here. And through it, there will be tribulation, but we're going to go through some serious stuff, and we deserve it. And we just got to stay focused on what's good. We got to stay focused on what's right. We got to pray for God's guidance, God's courage, God's protective hand, because, I mean, we're going up against the devil that's been running this world for a long, long time. And his little demon agents like Anthony Fauci do not want to let go of their false power because they know when they lose it, they're going to be the ones under criminal investigation. And so that's why they're flopping and flailing around. Fauci, oh, I never called for lockdowns. By the way, I wish there were more strict lockdowns. They're losing their minds, folks. These are psychotic, maniacal criminals that are at the end of their rope and they know it. The awakening is on. All they have is their fake news. All they have is their propaganda. All they have is their criminal activity. And all of that is slowly but surely being exposed. And you're just going to see more odd behavior from them. You're saying, how could Fauci say that on a TV interview? They're losing the plot, folks. They're losing their grip of control. So, yeah, they're going to get even more strange as this happens.
Sold out for more than 6 months. Our number one bestseller is now back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the minerals, all the vitamins, all the key amino acids to turbocharge your immune system and make your body as healthy as it could possibly be. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our best-selling product because people love it. We first launched it 4 years ago. I was like, okay, it's another item. It's high-quality vitamins, minerals. Okay, great. People love it because it tastes great and they see the results. And it funds the InfoWar. So sold out for more than 6 months, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is now back in stock. for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off, because I want you to experience it. I want you to get it. I want to move it out the door and hopefully get more in the future. But who knows, supply chain breakdowns, it may not happen. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com today and keep InfoWars on the air. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So, without getting into specifics, let me just further expand on what we closed the last segment with. This is truly maybe the greatest test of the United States in its existence. It probably is the greatest test this country has ever faced, as far as if we're going to make it into the future with a Bill of Rights, with prosperity, with freedom, with everything that comes with the Republic. And what you're going to see is the criminal element that has been robbing this country, sabotaging this country, is going to get more outlandish, more crazed, more criminal in their operations, because they're being exposed and they have no choice. They have to go for broke now to destroy this country. That's the shot they're taking. or America will survive this, get through this, and once again be the beacon of hope, be the beacon of freedom, be the beacon of prosperity for the entire planet. That's the crossroads that we're at right now. So here's some of the examples. I mean, wide open borders. I mean, just total invasion at the southern border. The political persecution and imprisonment of their opposition. The unbelievable stuff that's taking place in legal cases. The outright sexualization and perversion and pedophilia that's going on in the classrooms with the young kids. Democrats going on TV saying, we never called to defund the police. Republicans did that. Fauci saying, I never said to shut down the country. We all know he did that. So you're sitting here, you're saying this is unbelievable. This is so over the top. This is so outlandish. This is so outrageous. This is so in my face. This is so criminal. Yeah, there has been a criminal element sabotaging and robbing this country dry, selling it out for decades. And they're now so exposed that they have no other option but to just fully go for broke, just right there blatantly for all to see. And they know that as long as they do enough to destroy this country, the UN, the World Economic Forum will come in and take control, and that's it. And that's when they believe they'll be able to get away with all their crimes, or if they can start some sort of a world war situation. But so that's what you're seeing. You're seeing the criminal element, the giant criminal element that has been sabotaging, selling this country out and robbing it dry for my entire life is being fully exposed, and now they're going into their fits of rage in their final moments. So that's what's going on right now, and we're all here to see it. And you know, it's a situation where you can see how it's going to get worse, but it's a situation where you can also see how you can come out on the other end of this and be better off than ever before. Because, yeah, we're going to have to expose the criminals before they go down. So it's like, is it a good thing that Anthony Fauci has been exposed the last 2 years with all the destruction and death that has happened because of it? Well, no, that's not good. But boy, oh boy, aren't we glad we know who that demon is now. And here's more of the proof that that's going on. Alex Jones' new book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is topping bestseller lists. Let me even look at all the different categories. It topped the bestseller list in world history. It topped the bestseller list in movers and shakers. It topped the bestsellers list in political corruption and misconduct. It topped the bestsellers in communication and media studies. That's just some of them, by the way. So, and this is without barely any promotion, folks. We barely promoted this thing. We're so inundated with just news coverage and everything else that's going on here. It just like kind of slipped through the cracks. So, I mean, number one, after all the attacks, after all the censorship, after all the lies and the slander and the libel, still number one. And you know that all that's going to do is motivate them to attack Alex Jones and censor Alex Jones and shut this operation down. And, I mean, I'll just tell you, they just asked for $150 million in court today. $150 million, folks. Does that sound like somebody who is suffering from trauma asking for $150 million? So, we're not going to make $150 million off the book, but you can buy it right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Or, if you want to kind of get involved with the culture war there on the Amazon bestseller list, you can go to Amazon and you can buy it right now. The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. Again, InfoWarsStore.com or on Amazon. It's kind of like, you know, pick your poison where neither is necessarily poison. You buy it from InfoWarsStore.com, that's great, it goes right to us. You buy it from Amazon, well, Amazon gets a little cut, but it continues to climb the bestsellers list.
Of course Alex Jones' book is number one in political corruption and misconduct. Alex Jones has been the groundbreaking example of exposing political corruption and misconduct right here. Right here on these airwaves that I'm honored to be on right now. You know, I really am not one that gets stressed out or, you know, feels the pressure of moments or anything. I'm very zenned out. I'm very just like, I don't even know what you would call it. Like, I'm just. But I got to tell you, I was actually struggling to sleep last night because I was really thinking about what a historic time we're in right now. Not just the country, but I mean just specifically InfoWars, this audience, this crew, myself. It was a little overwhelming. Because I don't think of myself as a big deal. We don't even, here at InfoWars, honestly, we don't even think of ourselves as that big a deal. It's kind of a problem. It's like you can call it humble or humility or whatever. It's part of the problem is we don't realize, like, hey, we're a big freaking deal, man. But then you realize it's like, wow, okay, well, we didn't even promote this book. It's a number one bestseller. And now, they're asking for a $150 million judgment against Alex Jones. The judge already determined he's guilty. Now they're just asking for $150 million. So it kind of hits you pretty heavily. Because now I'm sitting here in Alex Jones' seat. I mean, it's like, what? But let me just come back down to earth now. But buy the book, folks. Get it on Amazon. Shoot it to the top of the bestseller list. Keep it there. Buy it on InfoWarsStore.com. Let's keep this operation fighting government corruption, fighting political misconduct, fighting tyranny, fighting propaganda. Let's keep this train going. Let's keep it going. And it's sad that people want it shut down so much. I guess that tells you about what those people are involved with. I guess it does. All right, I'm going to cover the news. One more stack of news before our guest host takes over, and then I'm back hosting the War Room. But, I'm almost out of time to do anything now. So we'll just have to come back and do it. Okay, so let's just look at a tweet from Biden here that's just hilarious. Because the Democrats are now saying they never wanted to defund the police. They're saying, we were never defunding the police. They go on TV, we never defunded the police. By the way, the RNC official GOP account put up a 10-minute compilation of Democrats, not media members, Democrat Party members in Congress saying defund the police. And then Biden says, you can't be pro-police and pro-insurrection. There was no insurrection, and Democrats are anti-police. So again, this is another example. The corrupt individuals and Democrat Party, Republican Party media, they're like fish out of water, flopping around on the deck, gasping in their last...
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Coming here, and so I may or may not be having a special guest in studio very soon. So it's confirmed then, guys? Is it confirmed? All right. It is now official. I have been given the green light to announce Alex Jones is coming in studio, and we'll be back any minute now with breaking news. So I've been given the green light to let you know that is coming up today. And so we have actually moved Wayne Allen Root off the docket for the fourth hour today, because Alex is going to come in and I believe either co-host with me or just host it himself. So that's coming up. Now let's do this. Let me just cover this stack of news here. Or should I go to these video clips, actually? Tell you what, let's go to these video clips, because this is even more ridiculous.
And it's just like Fauci saying, I never called for a lockdown. I don't know about any of that. I never called for a shutdown. That wasn't me. It's like, oh, really? Here's just hours of you on TV doing just that. But okay, Fauci, yeah, keep telling the world you're a liar. So Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City, has had his moment now. Now, remember, Democrats in New York City made New York City a sanctuary city, promoted open borders. That's Democrat Party policy is open borders, but they only want them in Texas and Arizona and Montana. And so when our governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, said, hey, we can't afford these illegal immigrants here. You've already overwhelmed our communities. This is ridiculous. Sends them to New York City. And then what does the mayor say? He says, hey, we can't handle these illegal immigrants. New York City mayor warns everyone's block is going to be impacted by influx of illegal aliens. And so we've got all the clips of him complaining about the illegal immigrants. We've got all the clips about him complaining. It's too much. We can't handle it. We can't afford it. Our communities are suffering. But wait, that's your policy. That's the Democrat Party policy. Is open borders and illegal immigrants. And then you made your cities sanctuary cities. And then when you actually suffer from your own policy, you complain. It's kind of like, oh, people vote Democrat in California. Then they hate Democrat Party rules, so they leave California and move to Texas. So I'm not even sure which clip this is, actually. I know that, but is this... Because I've got the clips. We've already played the clips of him complaining. I believe this is the clip of him now encouraging it. Is that correct? Because I already played all the clips of Adams saying how bad it is, the illegal immigrant influx in New York City. All of a sudden, he's changed his tune. And now he says it's time to get on board. So I don't even know. So which Eric Adams do we have in clip 12? Let's play it. It's like the wild card. Which Eric Adams do we have in clip 12? Pro-illegal immigration or anti-illegal immigration? Let's find out together.
And we can't have the historical, I believe people should be housed, but just don't house them on my block. Everyone's block is going to be impacted by this. And so we have to add our advocacy with our ability to help our neighbors. And we need everyone on board with this, you know, because as I stated last week, our schools are going to be impacted. Our healthcare system is going to be impacted. Our infrastructure is going to be impacted. But we're willing to do our job, and we're going to do our job, and we're going to need all New Yorkers to be with us on this.
I don't even know where to... How to even quantify this anymore? I mean, it's beyond stupidity. It's beyond hyperbole. It's beyond propaganda. It's beyond irony. I mean, it's clown world. It's retardville. Democrats have the open border policy. Democrats have the sanctuary city policy. And then they get illegal immigrants into their sanctuary cities from the open borders, and they say, this is horrible. It's impacting us. It's impacting our communities. It's impacting our schools. We can't handle it. Well, where do you think the other 5 million illegal immigrants that you bring in a year are going? And here's the lesson yet again. It's not logic if it can't be applied universally. Actually, what Eric Adams is saying now is the logic. We can't handle the illegal immigrants. You're 100% right. Now apply that logic to the country. Now apply that logic to the southern border. Oh, but they don't do that. They say how great it is, all the illegal immigrants. They say how great it is having the open border. They say how much we need the illegal immigrants. Then they show up in their communities and they say, whoa, we can't handle this. Whoa, we don't want this. So actually, Eric Adams' logic is right. They can't handle the influx of illegal immigrants. It hurts the schools. It hurts the communities. It hurts the economy. Now, but that's the same logic that should be applied to the entire country. But they just don't want them in their communities. They just want them in Republican areas. They want them in red states, hoping they can get them to vote Democrat. That's what it's really all about. And, of course, there's the money grubbers that take advantage of the open border industry as well. that make millions of dollars having the government pay for all their hotels to be rented out for all the illegal immigrants to come in, not to mention the companies that rent out all the tents and do all the infrastructure and construction to build all the illegal immigrant camps, which cost millions of dollars. I mean, we're just being robbed hand over foot. And Eric Adams goes from saying how bad it is, all the illegal immigrants coming in, and then I guess someone got into his ear, some Democrat got into his ear, and said, hey, we're the ones promoting the open border policies. Maybe take it easy on the illegal immigrant rhetoric. And he says, oh, okay, sorry, I'll change my tune. And says, the illegal immigrants are great now. We all need to get on board. These people are all phonies. They're all frauds. By the way, I just saw that news story put on the screen. I guess this is just breaking. So you may remember the abortionist, the baby murderer, who covered up the rape of a little girl, but I guess didn't, because she originally filed the report in Indiana or Ohio. Then they said they didn't have the report. There were all kind of anomalies. Well, anyway, the individual who turned himself in for the alleged rape of that 10-year-old girl who the Democrats used as a pro-abortion propaganda pawn, he has pled not guilty. Now, the mom of the girl, the supposed mom of the girl, I don't think they've done a DNA test. The supposed mom of the girl said that he didn't rape her, even though he admitted to having sexual contact with her. So how do you admit to having sexual contact with a 10-year-old girl as a full-grown adult male, and then how do you plead not guilty to rape? I mean, do I have to spell it out for you? You paid someone to have sexual conduct with that 10-year-old girl? Do I really need to spell it out for you? But the neighbor claims that the alleged mother of the girl was dating that individual. So this just gets more sordid and more despicable as the story goes on. And by the way, that individual is an illegal immigrant. What is the status of the girl? What is the status of the mom? What has been uncovered here, or what did they try to cover up? But see, they were so desperate for any propaganda to be pro-abortion. They were so desperate that they may have accidentally exposed, I mean, what, a child sex trafficking ring? An illegal immigrant sex trafficking ring? A human trafficking ring? I mean, what's going on here with an illegal immigrant living with the supposed mother of a 10-year-old girl who gets raped, gets pregnant, has an abortion, and then they say, well, I had sex with her, but I didn't rape her. So how does that go down? So are the open borders good or bad when this 27-year-old comes in here and rapes a 10-year-old girl but apparently didn't rape her? So how is that not rape then? Did you pay for it? Was it mutual? What happens? Shocked video, feral mob attacks French cops during arrest of migrant thief. Now, this is an important story, folks, because you have to understand what goes on here. The illegal immigrants that come in mass and they form these communities, they don't fit into society. They're never, what's the word I'm looking for? It's on the tip of my tongue. They never assimilate. Thank you, crew. They never assimilate to society. So they form these communities where they just have their own stuff going on. They don't assimilate. And then one commits a crime. A cop comes in to arrest them. And since they're not part of the larger community in this case in France, they got their own community, so they try to kill that cop and free the criminal.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.